Restoration. Can I help you?
Hi, Premier Restoration Services.
Yes, this is James. Yes.
Hi, James. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing. That's usually the owner of the business. Is that you by any chance?
Yes, that would be me. But I can tell just by the way you're communicating with me that this is either a sales or a service call. And I just wanted to save you and I some time and just let you know that I'm not interested.
Oh, I totally understand, but how do new clients find you?
What's that?
How do new clients find you?
We have insurance accounts, so we don't need new clients.
Okay, like what type of advertising are you currently using?
Right now, we don't have any advertising. I guess we do have some, but we don't bank on it. In other words, mm-hmm. It's not crucial to the operations of our business.
Got it. Yeah, because I'm seeing here that you're all so listed with the Home Advisor.
Yes, we are listed with them, uh-huh. But it's turned off right now.
Mm-hmm. So because the good thing here is we can put your business in the first page of Google's, and we can go ahead and provide you more business.
Okay.
That will
well,
be the
as I mentioned, mm-hmm, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir, to cut you off.
Oh, it's okay. As I mentioned to you, I'm just trying to save you and I a little bit of time. We're really not interested in your service.
Okay, so you're not working with anyone right now with when it comes to advertising, digital marketing?
We are, but it's, like I said, because we don't bank on it, it's not something that we monitor on a very regular basis.
Okay. Like, how was your experience with them?
Well, I hate to tell you this because it almost redirects the comment back to you. There has never been one company who's been with us for more than 2 years because for mm-hmm. the most part, their advertising campaign over a 2-year process doesn't pay for itself. I think the mm-hmm. only one that we had that was, you know, for like 5 years, which seemed to pay for itself, was Local Splash. And then for whatever reason, they started to kind of dwindle down. And
oh, we are having, Local Splash.
Well, there you go. Well, then you should see that I used to be a client of yours.
Let me go ahead and check.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, our address was 1128 Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista. Same company name.
I don't have that information because I'm seeing here the only...
It was about 10 years ago, and I think you guys serviced us for almost 5 years. You were the longest company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because... there's just like improvements and also like upgrades and updates with the company itself. So that's why we're calling you so we can go ahead and like provide. And I do know that you already see the value in being found on the first page of Google. And what if we can provide you the like get you up into Google, provide you with the same or exact better service at a lower rate? I'm sure you would consider your options, right?
How long is the contract for?
Oh, that is a good question. It depends on a couple of factors. How many years are you in the business with?
How many years have I been in business?
Uh-huh. Or the company itself?
14. 14 years.
14 years. Okay. And are you the sole owner or do you have a partner?
Yes. No, I'm the sole owner.
Sole owner. And can I have your name again?
Yes, James Gardner.
James. Okay. I'm just updating the file here. Yeah. We already talked to you last 2018. Just give me one quick moment. And do you currently have an active website? Is it still the same?
Yes, it's still the same. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you please verify to me the website?
It's floodsd.com.
Flood?
What's that?
What's the website, the URL or the name of the website?
It's www.floodsd, FLOODSD, like San Diego, .com.
Okay. So www.floodsdsandiego.com?
Yes, that's
Premier
correct.
Restoration Services, got it.
Yes.
And you're able to handle more business, right?
Yes. Okay. Before you waste any more time, why don't you tell me how long is your contract? I know you have multiple, but tell me the minimum, because your minimum may be far beyond what we are even willing to entertain.
Mm-hmm. As much as I love to, that's why I'm calling you, because we are going to provide to you the exact information. I don't want you to provide any, like, inaccurate information. That's why I'll need to connect you with my pricing director.
Okay. Call me on another day. You're wasting too much of my time.
So oh, it will be real quick.
Day. No, James. It's already, sir, you and I have been on the phone. Let me see how many minutes. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can switch my screen.
4 minutes.
Let's see how many minutes we've been on the phone.
5 minutes.
I can't see it. We've already been on the phone too much. Okay, there you go. 5 minutes. 5 minutes is more than enough to talk to a salesperson. I got other people I got to deal with. So you guys give me a call back next week, okay?
Well, what time can I call you back next week?
Just take a shot in the dark. One of your slow times, okay? I got to let you go now. Please don't think by me hanging up I'm being disrespectful or rude. You're not letting me off the phone. I got to get off the phone. You have a wonderful weekend. Maybe I'll talk to you sometime next week, okay? Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
I'll just try to call you back on Monday around 7 a.m.